possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You want to talk yourself into the Packers being okay after the news we got yesterday? Good luck. I'm not buying it. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff today. And Bogues, it's not the worst news I've heard in preseason, but it's certainly not great. And that is Jordan Love has a torn ligament in his non-throwing hand. He's having surgery. Will miss the rest of the preseason. Not expected to miss week one. But this is, and I hate this about the schedule. I hate when you start the season with a division game. It's too important, especially for a division that's as crowded as the NFC North. But their schedule is gangbusters right out of the gate. So now you're going to have Jordan Love dealing with yet another early injury, which certainly, you know, the team was able to stay afloat last year, but this is not awesome. And you add on to it, the entire wide receiver room is a mash unit. And I don't know how you can be optimistic about the Packers right now.
Well, I can be non-optimistic, but also not pessimistic about them. I'll live somewhere in the middle because you said the key thing already, non-throwing hand. It's his left hand. He barely needs it.
I love that. This is where people, I think, get mad at us because we didn't play. And I would never say that you don't need the non-throwing hand because if you're going to take a snap under center, if you're going to be comfortable out there at all, you don't want any of your fingers, including a ligament in your thumb, to be aching, ailing, hurting, compromised.
Sure, but if he needs to live at a shotgun for a week, pistol, whatever it is, because the snap, taking the snap, jolting that finger is the thing they're trying to avoid, they'll be okay for week one no matter who they're playing. If he's going to get hurt on August 11th, 12th,
yeah.
Have the surgery, miss preseason, and I understand that wide receiver room has been in flux the entirety of the Jordan Love era, basically, in Green Bay. So you want as much time out there. You want as many reps as possible. Now, they think he's going to practice next week. He's not going to play in any of these last two games. Fine. He might not have to begin with. So he's going to be out there at least throwing, maybe working on some timing. So it's not like he's gone for multiple weeks.
Yeah.
This is, again, if he's going to get a nick, he's going to get a knock, get it now, get it out of the way put it on something that is a less important body part, and his non-throwing hand is certainly long down the list of important things.
All right, let's get to head coach Matt LaFleur said the Love injury, not ideal, but this is life in the NFL.
It's life in the National Football League. You got to adapt, you got to adjust, and we'll try to make the best of it. Just like I've said with many of our guys, you never want your guys, you don't want anybody to miss practice, whether it's a starter or a backup. It doesn't matter. We want everybody there working on their craft, putting in the work to get better.
Okay, more from LaFleur said there's going to be a learning curve adjusting to Love and his post-surgery capabilities.
From what I've been understanding, that it's a pretty relatively quick recovery. So hopefully we'll be able to get him back out in some capacity sometime next week to work on and work through, because I've never personally dealt with a situation like this. So there's going to be some learning curve along the way in terms of how do we adapt and how do we adjust.
Oh, fabulous.
Well, I guess
head coach never heard of anything like this, never had to deal with, well, not that he hasn't heard about torn ligaments, but never had to deal with anything like this. Well, this is a guy who many people believe could be in the MVP conversation if all things right. go well, and they're not going well.
Now, I assume that last part means, like, I've never had to run a practice with a quarterback who only had one hand, right? This is an injury that we've never seen before. Like, Joe Burrow mentioned this with his wrist, like, It was unique. It was something that quarterbacks don't normally deal with. So it was like that was uncharted waters. I'm guessing that LaFleur just means here, I've never had a practice plan where I had to worry about my quarterback taking snaps.
Well, if we find out that Jordan Love also has to learn how to play Tchaikovsky to get himself back to full strength, which is what Joe Burrow had to teach himself the piano to get his wrists like back in shape. But this is how I would describe the Green Bay Packers right now. It's snake bitten. And, you know, to be fair, it's not actually a very top-heavy roster. Like, they do have a lot of depth, but this depth is being tested. And not everybody is going to be ready to go week one. So you have Christian Watson, obviously, who is going to be on PUP. He may miss half the season, maybe only misses four games. We're not sure. Jaden Reed is in a walking boot right now because his foot is injured. Dontavian Wicks has a calf injury. He's not doing great. And yesterday, Romeo Doubs had a collision with safety Evan Williams, and now he has a lower back injury and didn't want to talk to reporters yesterday. Add in on top of it, Xavier McKinney. Giants fans here know him well. He may be remembered as the one who got away. Phenomenal for the Packers last year. He has a calf, and Nate Hobbs, their cornerback, is dealing with a meniscus tear that he had surgery on. According to Packers reporters, he's still hobbling around. It's just not what you want. It feels a little bit snake bitten. And listen, do I think that any of Jordan Love's injuries had an impact last year? Yes, I do. And it was the first game of the season. He got hurt in like the last play of the game, basically, against the Eagles in Brazil, and then got banged up subsequently. And Malik Willis held his own. But tell me that didn't impact the season at all. They're in the divisional round. They're playing against the Eagles. I know it was tight in the second half, but this was a season that was remembered as Jordan Love being banged up.
So that's where I can join you on this. Love's left hand injury in a vacuum doesn't really concern me. Everything else, throwing that on top of all of those injuries,
yeah,
and lack of good health and lack of practice time and lack of reps, that's the concern. It's the number of things that they're dealing with right
now.
That's a lot. in particular positions as well. That's the issue. But just Jordan Love hurting his left hand, having surgery, that by itself doesn't spook me that much. But throwing this into the mix now where there's so many guys that they need to be out there that aren't out there, that's a little concerning.
And listen, if you are really into the Packers depth chart or you're really watching Packers preseason stuff, then you know, or if you live in the state of Texas, which I know we are on in Texas this morning, you know about Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from the Longhorns, has been a revelation, right? First time in forever that the Packers have spent a first-round draft pick on a wide receiver. By all accounts, he looks phenomenal. But I ask you, this is a team that at the best-case scenario is a Super Bowl contender. And when was the last time a rookie wide receiver was really leading a group that went that deep into the playoffs? It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen with rookie quarterbacks and doesn't happen with rookie wide receivers. Maybe you can be your third guy or a gadget or something like that, but not somebody who, if you look at all this laundry list of injuries, now it's like, well, Matthew Golden's here. Well, come on, guys. Let's be a little realistic about even an awesome rookie, what they're able to do in terms of, you know, leading to a championship or anywhere close.
Well, and he's the guy that you'd want Jordan Love to be on the practice field with all of the time. So the hope, I think, you know, let's check in a week from now. And if they reset the Love timeline where, okay, he's not ready to practice yet, then maybe this becomes a little more concerning. But even just missing however many workouts they have between now and quote-unquote next week, like that is something they're going to have to catch up on. There still seems like a lot of time before week one to get that time back to a certain extent. But they find themselves relying on really a third-round pick wide receiver as well. So there's young guys in that mix that they need to have the practice and the experience, and at least for a couple of days, they've got their best quarterback on the sideline watching.
Okay, so we're talking about the Packers. Jordan Love tears a ligament in his non-throwing hand, but I think this is a big deal. Bogish, not so much worried about Jordan Love. So they start off the season home against Detroit, and maybe getting Detroit in the first week of the season is maybe a good thing. You got two new coordinators. you know, you're trying to work in some new protocols and personnel, I guess.
I'll never see it coming.
I'll never see it coming. And then quick turnaround Thursday, where they host the Washington Commanders, who we know were a very good road team last year. And
the
then
Commanders.
I take it all back.
Quick trip to Cleveland. Okay. Maybe get right there.
It's a bye week.
Gonna still have to worry about Myles Garrett
getting Flacco
up in your face. And then prime time against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Then your bye week, early bye.
Don't forget, you know I had two sides, right?
Just keep going. I want to see if Manny has a drop for every single game on there.
I don't want to test him in this way. It's not going to be an easy schedule. It's what it's coming down to. So curious if you have thoughts on the Green Bay Packers. You know, EJ loves the show Love Island. Not just you. Like, most of America loves
Love Island. I think we're in the minority for not loving it.
I know. Manny, you watch it too? No.
Hell no. He lives on Love Island.
Rowing a canoe out of Love Island. What's the opposite? Is there like a Panic Island? That's where I feel like the Packers fans should live.
Yeah, it's called Gilligan's Island.
They're surprisingly calm on that island, which is weird.
And some hotties.
Everyone else keeps getting on and off the island, and they just have to stay. But
it's like a key party.
I'm surprised that you even know Gilligan's Island. That's way
I'm familiar with his hat.
Oh, yeah, the bucket hats came back.
Of course.
The Gilligan hats. He knows Gilligan's Island. That's awesome.
That's like saying I'm familiar with his game. Remove his hat.
Not very good game. He keeps getting lost.
That, and he's not really linked to any of the hot women on the island.
No. That's a shame for Gilly.
You think if that was that amount of people who were stranded on an island, like they'd have to start taking turns? I don't know. I haven't really thought
taking
about
turns.
I haven't really thought
just
about
pick a teammate.
That's one way to say it.
Anyway, EJ likes Love Island, and I feel like this is Panic Island. This is you're rowing your canoe out to Panic Island and just hanging out for a little bit when you look at all the injuries that are going on with the Packers.
I think this is your sweet pessimistic brain. I know other things are coming this morning where you're shockingly skewing towards the negative. So let me talk you back on the literally Love Island, because he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's not his right hand. It's not his right elbow. It's not his right shoulder. And if they're pretty declaratively saying he's going to be good for week one, he's going to be good before week one. Like, there is very little doubt that I heard or read yesterday that he was not going to be out there for week one. So let's think snake bitten is one way to look at it. On the other side, here's the luck of him getting hurt in August with time to be ready for those 2.5 tough games to start the season.
Last play of the game against the Jets in a preseason game. I mean, that is just some bad luck. Here's the other thing, though, about, you know, I can't poo-poo this even though it's not on his throwing hand. Because if you're having any trouble taking snaps under center, you can say, yeah, you go to shotgun. Well, you kind of become predictable when you have to be in shotgun. It impacts everything, right? This is what we talk about sometimes, the decline of the college game, because it's so predictable because guys are in shotgun all the time, all the time. And I just think if you are running an offense that's based on explosive plays, which is what Jordan Love is really good at, pushing the ball down the field. He had more pass attempts over 20 yards than any quarterback in the NFL last year. You want him being as comfortable as possible. You want the play action. You want all of it. And if he is going to be just constantly in shotgun or what have you, then you're basically telegraphing defenses, this is where I'm going to be.
Well, but the college like shotgun argument is because then guys don't know how to be under center, know how to exist there and back off and or turn their back on a defense. That's not what we're talking about here. Jordan Love is not going to forget how to be under center.
No.
Now, obviously, if they're always at a shotgun, it does affect a little bit, I guess, what they're going to do. But it doesn't make them like drastically easier to game plan.
Well, the other part too is that Jordan Love, who can really use his legs in a great way, and that is certainly a weapon. Anytime you're out there, you're a little bit more exposed. Throwing hand, non-throwing hand, you get out of the open field and all of a sudden you're a runner, you know?
If you've got some kind of big club on that hand to protect whatever, like that, sure.
Ball security, I mean, what does it always come down to? It's so cliched, I don't even think we talk about it anymore. What is the NFL basically? Turnovers. I mean, if you're not feeling confident at all, and I know the weather's not going to be bad yet. I mean, maybe rain, but, you know, the weather's not going to be bad. It's not the frozen tundra in September, but ball security, always a thing. Maybe the biggest thing in the NFL. And if you have anything is compromised, even if it's not your throwing hand, I just think it's a big deal. 888-710-4ISN.
What's the ball security on Love Island like?
I mean, it's
very bad.
It's the number one key.
Yeah, it's literally why it exists. It's terrible.
With a lot of love.
There you go. So let's get started with the Packers and Jordan Love having surgery on his non-throwing thumb. We got a lot of Cowboys to get to, including maybe, not maybe, I'm willing to declare it right now, the greatest zinger that Jerry Jones has ever been on the receiving end of. It's a mic drop. I almost feel like someone wrote the line for him.
Are you kidding me?
And scene.
And we'll tell you who got right to the heart of all things that you deplore about Jerry Jones. And by the way, it was from a fan.
I don't know his name.
You know this guy. I guarantee you know this guy. We'll do that next. Maggie and Perloff Show, Bogus in for Pearl today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why? Welcome back. I thought Jerry had met his match with Micah Parsons. No. We got the real person who has been brought to us on a silver platter to take Jerry Jones down a peg. And ironically, this person is a massive Cowboys fan. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Bogus, in for Andrew Perloff. If it takes a two-time Oscar winner, then it takes a two-time Oscar winner. Bogues, I'm not sure if you saw Denzel Washington. Ever heard of him?
Fordham product, Denzel Washington. I am well aware, yes.
Westchester kid, Denzel Washington.
That all right, well. Guys. Quit trying to clout chase off of Denzel. We all know him. We all claim him.
I'm just following Gelb's lead because over the last 2 days, he had a connection to everything you guys talked about.
Gelb's connected, dude. Oof. Okay. Denzel Washington, and he did a great job filling in the last 2 days. Okay. Denzel Washington on First Take. Says Jerry Jones, not thinking about the fans anymore.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. He's making it hard for me. Wow. Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat.
Okay.
But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket.
Oh, man. Just delivering these lines and just wait for the dagger. More from Denzel saying Jerry Jones doesn't know the difference between being popular and being a winner.
There's box office and there's Oscars. Jerry, been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know.
Ooh.
Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know.
Uh-oh.
Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win.
I mean, just pack it up. Just go home.
That one had stage direction. He turned to camera right to deliver that line.
He found his camera. I mean, it's Denzel Washington, for goodness sakes. Of course he found his camera. But,
been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
Man, box office versus Oscars. And that one just cuts right to it, right? Because you can be the circus. The circus sells tickets. But nobody is confusing the circus with the Broadway show.
You think football is still fun?
This is cold.
And why are you smiling?
Coming from a self-proclaimed Cowboys fan, you can feel the pain. I mean, I know he's a trained actor, but I feel like I could understand Denzel's pain.
No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
It almost feels like any movie in the last, I don't know, 25 years that Denzel has been sad in, he has summoned up his Cowboys fatigue to get to bring on those tears on camera.
Well, the problem too is that everything he's saying is not only 100% justified, and I hate to do that I told you so because I don't want to be that type of person in your life, but I said years ago when Perloff and I started on the afternoon show, and I got tons of blowback on this, I said Jerry Jones no longer cares about winning. And Pearl, not you're in his seat, doesn't mean you have to defend him today, Bogues. He goes, what are you talking about? Jerry Jones cares about winning more than anybody. Said, I just said there's no evidence of that. And once Jerry got into the Hall of Fame, and he's alive to enjoy it, and Robert Kraft is not in the Hall of Fame, and all these things that got validated, I think Jerry completely stopped thinking about winning. That was the end goal. The Cowboys being valued at whatever, more than the Lakers and the Yankees, and him getting in the Hall of Fame. And Jerry's about to have like this Netflix documentary about his life, because you're nobody if you don't have a Netflix doc. And this is him on the red carpet saying the Cowboys are a soap opera and that's good for the franchise.
If we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The screening will begin.
When it gets slow, I'll stir
it
up.
Please take your seats.
So it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players, but there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion, and if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff.
Yeah.
In a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. I turned in my season tickets immediately. If I heard this. By the way, I already know it in the back of my mind. Hearing this at a night that's supposed to be celebrating Jerry Jones and yet another bloated, inflated, not true probably documentary that looks at him through rose-colored glasses because he gets some kind of producer credit. No disrespect, Netflix. This is happening all over the place. I would turn in my season tickets immediately.
This is no democracy.
So any hope of Denzel's cutting takedown affecting Jerry are out the window because Jerry actually agrees with Denzel and confirms his thoughts. And there's also a clip. I don't know if there was some kind of Q&A before or after the premiere episode of this Netflix doc the other day. And I saw a clip where Jerry basically says, you watch us because you love us or you hate us. And that's like where I want to be. Like, so this is, like you said, the end game is attention. The end game is not necessary. Winning is secondary to people paying attention to his franchise.
I can't prop this up if I'm a Cowboy fan. That's why I would turn in my season tickets. Like, it's one thing to be a soap opera and be interesting or all that when you're winning. When you're just like every other mid-franchise, well, now I can't prop you up.
Put your hand down.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And it's very much of this era now. It's taken a while for people to catch up with Jerry, that just all, like the all publicity, good publicity, what have you. But the problem is it's the NFL. There's actually a prize at the end. There's literally a way we can tell if you're good or not. And the Cowboys aren't good enough.
Drop a pass, you run a mile.
And I think we might have discussed this last week. It might have been on one of the days where I was filling in on Bill Ryder's show. Like, there's a theory, and it gains more and more steam every time Jerry opens his mouth, that all of these contract negotiations and staring contests and stalemates, that they're almost for show. Like, that's it. Like, he just picks fights with Dak and CeeDee Lamb and now Micah Parsons because they need something to talk about. That's not how mediocre his team is right now. They're like distraction tactics.
Well, you miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile.
And maybe...
There's an idea, too, that Jerry, we talked about this with Gelb, this was Gelb's theory, that he's kind of like slow playing the Micah Parsons deal to try to steal some of the shine from the Philadelphia Eagles, who are going to be getting their Super Bowl ring, or maybe they already have the rings, but they're going to be doing like the whole, you know, ceremony, raising the banner or what have you,
barf,
on opening night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how lame that is?
I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind paw.
Yeah, I mean, it's lame, but it's not out of the question.
No, but it's so stupid. And if you're a Cowboy fan, and if more than that, if you're a season ticket holder, How do you sign off on this with your wallet? Like, that's it. If you got the Super Bowl champions in your division and you're trying to steal the shine by what, finally signing Micah Parsons? That is the lamest attempt at trying to, what, glow up your franchise? They won. They won. That's it. Case closed. Like, there's no other thing you need in sports, Bogish, besides scoreboard. And the Eagles can point to it, and they demolish Patrick Mahomes. And the Cowboys are here farting around with, oh, we're going to steal some headlines because we're going to sign Micah Parsons before opening kickoff. That is the lamest I've ever heard.
So, perfection.
I don't necessarily agree with Gail. I don't think that's the number one goal here. I do believe the people plugged into the league who are telling us that Micah Parsons is legit angry and upset with all of this. So the fight to a certain extent is real here. But what I don't understand is we're going on 2 weeks on 2 weeks of this Friday is 2 weeks since Micah's trade demand request.
Yeah.
And they haven't talked. No one's gone, hey man, do you want to trade me? Or hey, let's get back to the table. So, and I, that is inexplicable to me why the team hasn't reached out or why his side hasn't reached out just to even see if they want to restart a conversation, which makes it seem like they know they're going to get something done before week one. So while Micah might be a little insulted now, he's still going to sign when they say the number, and the Cowboys know what that number is and they're just not saying it.
I mean, how could you even have contract talks when you have a Netflix documentary premiere to get ready for? But you know, that's the
priority.
You're
in the editing room?
Yeah, with final say.
But you know what I just realized in this conversation when it comes to, because I think everyone's in agreement that you were right, Maggie, that winning is not the most important thing, that this stuff is most important.
It's not even top five.
But to be honest, the reason why, I think, is because this stuff is easier. It's actually hard to win a championship. It's very easy to create controversy. Yeah. Literally, Jerry could just open his mouth, say something, and then that creates controversy.
Yeah, like, we don't even know what it means half the time.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to make sense, and it still works, right? So this is low-hanging fruit. Creating the Cowboys and being a soap opera is low-hanging fruit. Actually building a team that is good enough to win a championship, that is actually the hard stuff. And I think Jerry Jones, in his old age, realizes he doesn't have time for that. He doesn't have the energy for that. He doesn't want to waste his time with that. So he's like, okay, I can't give you a championship, but this, the box office and not the Oscar, that I can give you.
Yeah,
that's right. I can give you Fast and the Furious,
I can
right?
Give you popcorn.
Yeah, I can't give you Citizen Kane, but I can give you Fast and the Furious. Yeah. I can give you Transformers.
So forget about it.
They're Transformers too. Congratulations, Dallas Cowboys.
It's cheap. It's going for the cheap thrill. You're right.
Forget about it, cuz.
It's the popcorn movie. It's the one that, you know, can be sent out all over the world because you basically don't even need to know what the characters are saying. I'm sure the dialogue stinks.
You know the plot. You don't even know
it's
anything.
Just villain versus the good guy. That's all you need. It's just cheap, easy, exportable.
No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
It's not art, is what Denzel's saying.
So I think I'll give them a little bit more credit than you guys are. I do think you said winning is not even their top five.
No.
I think it's actually number two. They're just not good at it. And then they realize that Brian Schottenheimer's their head coach and the roster is what it is and guys are hurt. They couldn't sign this guy. They couldn't keep this guy. They picked the wrong guy. So then they go, we're not that good. I think they're not trying to win. I think that they try, they fail, and they go, we're going back to being dopes and saying stupid things and picking fights with people because we got to go. That's our best option now.
No, I can do my top five Jerry priorities before winning. I can do that back of the envelope.
Are you kidding me?
What do you think? 888-710-4ISN. Well, Gordon Damer is here doing updates for us this morning. I will be simultaneously listening to everything that Gordon says and also doing a top five things more important to Jerry Jones than winning.
So you're multitasking. And it's so easy, you can kind of have me on in the background.
No, I'm in every word.
Bang them out, right?
Just every word. And also this. It's like a left brain, right brain kind of thing.
All right.
How you doing?
Definitely
how
that works.
I'm good. I should tell you, this Sports Flash is sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Protects your small business with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Oh. I'm always thinking about money. And that is true, even now.
You and Jerry have that in common.
Yeah, Jerry's far more successful at it than I am.
You got just time still. Hold on.
Stir up a controversy, Gordon.
I don't know that I do.
Jerry more successful making money, you more successful at being a winner.
I don't know about that either. I will say I have more time left than Jerry. I feel confident in saying that.
Don't jinx it.
Damn, Gordon. Have you seen traffic out there? Be careful driving.
We live in New York City.
Nah, I'm fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'm legally alive.
For Jerry, it's Jerry's world, but for the rest of us, it's the Milwaukee Brewers world, and we're all just living in it right now.
Skeens 3-2. Drilled deep, right center field. Watch this baby way up and out. Goodbye. Oh, what a Bryce bomb that was. Brewers have a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, they were just getting warmed up. That the call on the Brewers radio network. Milwaukee hammers Paul Skeens and the Pirates 13-0.
Oh.
Brewers
11. The messed up Frankie Montas had a shot in Milwaukee. Paul Skeens couldn't do anything last night.
Yeah. They're 11th straight win. They're the first team in a National League team in more than 90 years to have two winning streaks of 11 games or more. First team to 75 wins. Their magic number feels a little early for magic numbers.
Yeah.
Magic number?
37.
We have 7 weeks to go, don't we?
Look. You start rolling the wins like this.
It's too early. This is the anti-Perloff theory. If you're just going to get hot in October, you can't be hot in late July, early August.
No, magic numbers also is a September thing, not an August thing.
Well, it's at 37 right now. But you know what? We're going to blink, and before we know it, that number is going to be like 10, and we're all going to be panicking.
Fair.
I keep telling my kids that summer's over anyway, so that's why I'm giving you the magic number.
That's what Perloff
just said. Just to torture them, you know? Summer's over. Sundown is after 8 o'clock now, or before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's all over.
I left my dog in the dark yesterday.
Might as well get your three-ring binders out. Get your kids back to school.
Trapper keeper, get it ready. Meanwhile, some history for the New York Mets last night.
And Pete drives one to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! The most prolific home run hitter in New York Mets history.
Yeah, that was Gary Cohen, the call on SNY. Alonzo, the home run there. Mets, not just some history, they also snapped their 7-game losing streak, 13-5 win over the Braves. So Alonzo hit another home run later in the game, so now at 252 to move past Darryl Strawberry for the all-time lead.
Yep, new Brewers. That's what we're calling the Mets. They're the next Brewers. This begins their two-month stretch of perfect baseball. It began last night.
World Series back
you
on.
You really think
World
that?
Series back on. All problems fixed last night, except for starting pitching. That's still a concern, but they remembered how to hit.
This guy's a genius, man. He makes some salient points just to jump on the bandwagon just like that. Yankees are going to win the next two World Series after getting two wins against the Twins.
Let's not annoy America talking about the teams in New York.
No, I just, like, Manny, I've chided Manny for this take, but it feels right this morning with the Mets. World Series back on.
He's come to the bright side.
Yeah, let's go.
By the way, happy Spencer Strider, the one giving up that home run to Pete Alonzo.
Yeah, take your quads back to Atlanta.
Talks a lot of crap about the Mets. Now you're a Mets history clown.
If it feels like 252 is a low total for a franchise, only two teams in baseball have a lower total. Anybody want to guess?
The Colorado Rockies and the Florida Miami Marlins.
Both incorrect.
Yeah, Colorado, the ball's flying out of the park in Colorado. Yeah. We need big stadiums. Yeah, San Diego, stuff like that.
I'm going to go Rays.
San Diego is one. The lowest, 167.
Who was
that? It's huge out there.
I know, but you would figure, you know, it's not like it's not an expansion franchise. Dave Winfield didn't hit 180 home runs? I guess not.
I think the problem is, and it's the Mets issue too, is they have not had a guy that has been there for 15 years hitting home runs.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't pay people for 25 years.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, and plus David Wright, Alonzo should still be chasing David Wright. But David Wright's career got cut short.
Who was the second franchise?
Diamondbacks. 224, Padres 167.
All right.
23 days until the NFL season kicks off, but who's counting? Jordan Love underwent a procedure to repair a ligament in his thumb. He was trying to play through it, decided to get the procedure. Team says that he is expected to be ready for the regular season. And some good news from Aggie. Wrap things up with some good news. James Cook back practicing at Bills camp. Now, of course, he's been a story because he's been holding in, looking for a new contract. Has not apparently gotten one as of yet, but according to Sean McDermott, things have changed, according to him. Quote, unquote, things have changed.
Yeah, so probably perhaps the fact that he's under contract, but can he kick field goals is the real question, because his backup, Ray Davis, can kick field goals. Now, listen, I'm glad that James Cook is being this cool to the organization.
Go Bills.
Because he could be away from the team completely right now, and I think people would understand.
It's probably a mistake on his part.
Totally.
Yeah, he should be.
They literally drafted his backup. Yeah. But Cook is really important to what they're doing. So I really, I hope they sign him.
Well, a resolution apparently is not too far off. Do you think by the end of the day we will have some news on James Cook's contract status?
I don't think so. But I will have my top five moments from Hard Knocks episode 2 last night, which will come your way in just a little bit. Tough episode.
Oh, dear. I mean, we are. I've heard the preview, the trailer for this reaction. We're going to get another deep glimpse into what it's like to be a Bills fan from Maddie.
Wow, really? I love that.
Yeah,
yesterday wasn't bad enough.
The psychosis the brain damage this franchise has inflicted on you people from
my goodness.
1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses. It is you can't get rid of it. It's like Chernobyl. It just lingers.
I feel like I should
in the
be
water
when I you know, like when you go to a doctor and you have to like do your whole medical history, and it's like, oh, thank God, I don't have any of these things. But at the end, they should be like, do you suffer from Billsitis?
Yeah.
Like, yes, a raging case.
Hey, I think if you're ever on trial for a semi-serious crime, Maggie, you should be able to use this as a defense.
Like an insanity, insanity plea?
She doesn't know what she's doing. She's a Bills fan. Not guilty.
I do have my top five things that are more important to Jerry Jones than winning that I was just able to do back of the envelope while Gordon was doing that awesome update. You ready to go?
Name one thing you mentioned.
The Brewers.
Okay.
Brewers are going to be in every update. They're so good.
Also, one of my sports minutes for today. Okay. Number five on the list of things that Jerry Jones cares more about than winning, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Great show. That Netflix show is gangbusters. Perloff, a big fan. I have not watched an episode yet, but they seem like they actually run well. Number four, probably one of the many lawsuits that he's most likely facing at any given time.
Okay.
Allegedly.
No, that's not allegedly. He's facing lawsuits.
I just don't know. I don't know if all of them are currently active.
There's at least one that's currently active.
Yes. Various children may have been out of wedlock, what have you. That's number four on the list. Number three on the list of things that Jerry Jones cares about more than winning is to make sure the stadium is as beautiful as possible. Because as you'll recall, after daylight savings time, if you have a 4 o'clock Eastern kickoff, the sun is directly in CeeDee Lamb's eyes and nobody seems to care. It's actively hurting the team, but they're like, oh, but Jerry World, just so pretty.
Put some curtains up.
No. Won't do it. They'll do it actually for other games and other things, like concerts and stuff. Won't do it to help the football team. That's number three on the list of reasons things that are more important to Jerry Jones than winning. Number two is getting into the Hall of Fame. I said that at the time, no doubt. And the number one thing that Jerry Jones values more than winning is just simply attention. So there you go. Five things. Point out the lie. Cowboys cheerleaders, the lawsuits he's most likely facing at any given moment, the stadium being beautiful, him getting in the Hall of Fame, and just him liking attention.
All in.
Yep.
I agree with all those. I think you're right.
Thank you.
Wait, but he is in the Hall of Fame, right? So is that still on the list? Does that still count?
Yeah, no, but he got in and cares about that more.
Okay.
And I do think
and now it's flexing on Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I think there's something. I don't want to say he's keeping Robert Kraft out, but I think something's going on there that I think he's invested in.
Someone's keeping Kraft out.
Yeah, and I think he's invested a part of that in some way. I don't know how. I'm not sitting there saying he's keeping him out, but.
No, there's a beautiful mind thing going on here.
He likes that, I'm in, and the guy that literally started the last dynasty is not.
Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Nothing will be colder than what Denzel said. It can't be topped.
Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know.
Said Cowboys more box office than Oscars.
What's Denzel pushing that he was on First Take yesterday?
He's in a new movie with Spike Lee.
Oh, okay.
That isn't getting a lot of promotion.
Oh, that's right.
Been weird.
Didn't he like have a slap fight with a photographer, like a can or whatever it's called? I saw that recently.
I feel like that video's been surfacing for years.
Oh, that's not
maybe
new?
Maybe it is a new one. Okay. I don't know.
It's impossible to tell because Denzel doesn't age. So it could be from 10 years ago. It could be from this year.
You think football is still fun?
I still think the most impressive thing was that he was able to just turn actor mode on in like 0.5 seconds.
Really?
Been a while, huh? You've been to the show. You wouldn't know.
He's on a live show. He doesn't really know what's going to be asked about. And Jerry Jones is like, I can drum it up, drum it up for this.
Yeah.
Like,
where's my camera?
Yeah. He knew exactly what camera he's on. He doesn't have an IFB in his ear. He doesn't have someone tell him, hey, camera three. He's looking right like, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly where to look.
He's just telling the director, don't mess this up.
Basically.
Just follow my lead. It's Denzel, guys. He's like the greatest actor we have ever. Him, Brando.
Bad Bunny.
Brad Bunny and Ice Happy Cube. Gilmore, too.
Ice Cube and War of the Worlds.
That hypocrite.
It's a hell of a list. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, that's a little what's going on with the Cowboys and some headlines for you coming up. Matthew Stafford, now just not even practicing. So how is this getting better? We'll get to that next. Maggie and Perloff Show, both.
How about them Cowboys?
In for Pearl.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, that's later in the show. Later in the show, I'll give you my top five moments from Hard Knocks last night. Episode 2. But for now, let's talk about the Rams, shall we? Because Bogues, Andrew Bogish and for Andrew Perloff today. This is very alarming for Matthew Stafford. You know, 36-year-old quarterback, already we know he got an epidural. You know, the dude is tough as nails, but there's only so much you can do with a back issue as a quarterback. And you could look at it one way and say, well, why does he have to be out there now? He doesn't need the reps, you know, just be healthy. But what makes you think that he's going to be able to last through a 17-game season on top of the fact that you want him to get some chemistry with Davante Adams, because that's going to be a big part of the offense? We know he can get the ball to Puka Nacua. That's fine. But to get the ball to Adams and two vets, like, how much time do they need to gel? It just brings up something where back in the offseason, when the Rams basically told Matthew Stafford, go and see what the market bears.
And that was this offseason?
As Giants fans, you may feel like you dodged a bullet a little bit because it was, you know, can we get Matthew Stafford in Minnesota? Can we get him in New York, Pittsburgh? You know, there are a couple teams that seemed very interested. But now, I'm not saying damaged goods because we have no idea how the season's going to go, but maybe there was something to the Rams being like, hey, man, go out and try to get the biggest contract you can.
I don't think damaged goods is unfair. I know it's obviously not a compliment to Matthew Stafford, and it seems dismissive or whatever, but he's got an injury that you don't want to have. I mean, we started the show with me kind of dismissing Jordan Love's non-throwing hand injury. there's nothing to dismiss about a back issue. And that's the concern. It's not now. It's not missing summertime reps. It's not week one. Is that whatever this is not going to be cured. It's not going to be fixed. This is about managing and crossing your fingers and hoping you can get through what they want to be like a 5-month season of football all the way to February. And I just don't think that you can project anything high end, anything elite for the Rams, because this back is always going to be a thing. This is never not going to be either front of mind or back of mind. That it could, maybe he's never okay. Maybe he's okay for a while. And you're like, oh man, this is great. Why was I so worried? But you can't ever relax from this. It's just, it's a bad, bad situation.
Super Bowl's off the table.
It has to be.
And I don't like the reports of he was expected to practice today and then all of a sudden he's not even anywhere in sight, because that means there is an expectation in the building that he is getting better, and then clearly there's either setbacks or someone else is coming to their senses and saying this isn't worth it. I was very surprised that after he got the epidural and been out for a little bit, that when he did return to a practice, he threw like 60 passes. Now I'm hearing it was more like 70. Feels like a lot.
That was Saturday.
Coming off of this procedure.
Right, and that was Saturday, and he didn't feel right on Monday. So you're always going to be overcautious here. So you can't completely like freak out over that, but it's not great that 48 hours later, or a little less than that, like he wasn't it was such an issue that they decided he shouldn't go out there. It's just not a good thing.
Schedule also maybe not lining up perfectly for a 36-year-old quarterback with a back issue. Start off the season against the Texans. May have one of the best defenses and one of the best defensive fronts in the league this year. Okay, then you're at Tennessee. Then you go to Philly. Good luck with all that. Indianapolis, then home San Francisco. With Joey Bosa. Then you're at Baltimore. Defense that always is scary. Then you got to fly to Europe to play Jacksonville, which is, you know, I'm not an expert on backs, but I doubt, you know, flying overseas and sitting in a seat. It's not going to be middle seat coach. It's Matthew Stafford, but that can't be great for your back either, if he even makes it to Sunday, October 19th.
By the way, Josh Allen Hines, no slouch either.
And he can get to you too. So it's just crazy. Here's another part about Matthew Stafford. You know, we're obviously getting towards the end. I'm not saying that this is going to be his last season or whatever, but we're getting towards the end. Is he a no-doubt Hall of Famer? So I thought so. Perloff was the one who originally made this case even before he won the Super Bowl. And I was like, no, Stafford, not a Hall of Famer. Then last year, I was like, man, this guy is freaking tough. And he is awesome. Maybe I was too hasty. But I did a little bit of a dive. I think I got to go back to no. Now, wow. Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowler, never been an All-Pro. Never been an MVP. When I went to Pro Football Reference, which is a really great website if you're into any kind of numbers that have to do with any sport, here's where his career stacks up with the most. Donovan McNabb. Now, McNabb doesn't have the Super Bowl win, but played in the Super Bowl. John Hadel, Lions quarterback from a long, long time ago.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Sure.
More like a Carson Palmer, Drew Bledsoe type of thing.
This is their like comparison
tool? Boomer Esiason, yeah. Now, Boomer won an MVP, but didn't win the Super Bowl, where Stafford did win the Super Bowl.
What
now,
the hell
there's
was
a couple,
that all about?
There's a couple other comparisons that are good for him. Terry Bradshaw is one of them in the Hall of Fame. Eli, I think, is going to get in. But so, Bob Gracie, there are a couple guys.
So you and I have crisscrossed on this, because when this came up after yesterday's show, my first thought is, I'm a small room guy. I think you really got to be in the Hall of Fame to be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think I need to mention Matthew Stafford if I'm explaining the history of the NFL to somebody who doesn't know football at all, right? But then when I sat down last night, I mean, there's a chance if the back is healthy and he puts up two or three more legit seasons where he could be top five in yards and touchdowns all time. He has very impressive postseason numbers on the road in particular.
Yep.
He has the most fourth quarter comebacks of anybody through their age 36 season. And you can make the argument, you know, the usual argument is like he was on bad Lions teams and didn't make them better. But there still is
if they're supposed to win one game and they won four, him adding three wins is actually a significant accomplishment. It's like a last place person being MVP. So I went in going, looking for proof that I was right, that he's not a Hall of Famer. But
and you got swayed?
I think I did, except
okay,
though.
Okay, hold on one second, yeah. though. About the years with the Lions.
Yeah.
Those numbers were really gaudy, and he had Megatron, who walked into the Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. But when you are losing, trailing, all of those things, like, of course your numbers are going to look big. Plus, that's the era. I don't know if those numbers are going to be very temporary.
That is the thing that all these guys live in now, is understanding exactly the value of these bigger numbers because of the way they play offense in this league now.
You can't touch guys anymore. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Little Matthew Stafford coming up. Check him with another QB.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.